Okay, thanks everyone for joining us today. So I'm going to be presenting on the association between being out about your sexual orientation to your primary healthcare provider and physical health among sexual minority women. I am a PhD candidate, but this is not my dissertation project. I like to call it my passion project. No financial disclosures to report. Okay, so there's been a wide body of research establishing that health disparities exist among sexual minority women compared to heterosexual women. The main theory behind this is the minority stress theory that basically says members of the LGB community experience chronic stressors that are unique to identifying as LGB. And that these chronic stressors cause physical health and mental health disparities. But it's not all bad news. There are also coping mechanisms. One of those is coming out and social support. So we also know that sexual minority women are at increased risk for many diseases and that they delay screening for preventive exams, and it's been hypothesized that the reason behind this is a fear of coming out about their sexual orientation to their healthcare providers. So to me, the next logical question was, are women who are out to their healthcare providers in better physical health? So that's what I set out to determine. So I collected data at the Creating Change Conference. For me, you know, without any funding and with kind of just myself running the project, this was an easy way to collect a large sample of LGBT respondents. I'm only presenting data today on the sexual minority women that I collected there. And to be eligible for this, you had to be at least 18 years old and consent to an online survey. So the measure of physical health I used comes from the SF-12. This is really nice because it's only 12 questions, and it kind of implies a reference group because you standardize scores based on the national average, which is an average of 50 with a standard deviation of 10. So these are actually the physical component scales for my whole sample of sexual minority women. So you can see we have a pretty good spread of better than average and worse than average physical health. And then for outness, we use a scale called the Outness Inventory. It's 11 items, and it asks, has a category for each: your parents, your siblings, your boss, your peers, religious leaders, your religious community. And while I really liked the outness inventory, I specifically wanted to know if people were out to their physical health provider. So I added a 12th question that was identically worded, except we just asked physical health provider. And as you can see, our psychometric properties stayed very well. Based on asking, does this person know, and then how often is it talked about, you get a numeric score from 1 to 7, and this bar graph shows the spread of our sample. So the lowest score is 1, the highest score is 7, so I was actually really happy to see that we obtained some people in our sample who were actually not out to anyone, and we can tell from the other scales, ranging from not out to anyone to completely out, openly discussed with their physician. So we recruited 133 sexual minority women. 61 of those identified as lesbian, 53 as bisexual, and 19 specified other sexual orientation. So we had asexual, pansexual, and queer. While these identities are not similar, as a statistician, I grouped them together just to see if there might be any trends, thinking that they might have even less social support than lesbian and bisexually identified women. So here are my results. So my purpose was not to compare between bisexual, lesbian, and other, but you can definitely see that the characteristics differ, especially in the other sexual orientation group. They're much younger. So keeping in mind that I collected at a conference that drew together really the wider LGBT community. So there was, I think, a lot of younger people that maybe didn't identify with the same sort of labels that some of us who have been in the community for a while. So I wasn't surprised to see younger folks falling in the other category. But, you know, mostly white. The other category had a lower income, but that could be because they're younger age and perhaps not working yet. Most of the lesbian and bisexual were either married or living with their significant other. And lesbian and bisexual women were pretty well educated compared to the U.S. population. So we know that this is not necessarily a representative sample. So in the modeling, we will adjust for these characteristics. And then we also asked participants, did they currently have insurance? About 90% did. We asked about smoking status, and you'll notice we got really low rates for current smokers. The national average is about 20%, and some data shows that this could be as high as 35 to 40% in the LGBT community. So, you know, our participants, we weren't that surprised that, you know, this is a little healthier group with maybe less risk factors just because of where we collected the data. Also for alcohol use, about 40% of women don't drink, so we're kind of on par with that. And then for BMI, you can see for lesbian women and a little bit for the bi women, it's a little bit higher than the national averages. So first, this shows the level of outness to the physician. So the lighter blue is definitely not out to your physician, and then increasing as the blue gets darker. In green, that would be completely out and openly discussing your sexual orientation with your healthcare provider. So again, not looking to compare these groups, but it does look like lesbians may be disclosing their information more often than bisexual in our sample. So the first thing I wanted to do was look at their physical health. So as I said, that the physical health score ranges from 0 to 100, with 50 being the average. So here, can I use this? Okay. So as you can see, the average for all three groups is pretty close to 50. So I stratified that by those outness level 7, that would be completely out, versus those who are less out to their physical provider. And you can see the average is higher in each case for those who are completely out. Next, just to look at a dichotomous cut, I looked at just if the score is greater than 50, just kind of give this a little bit more of a non-parametric idea in case somebody has a really high score or somebody has a really low score. We just look at 50 as the cut. And you can see again here, those who are completely out, 100% having good or better health than the bisexual group, a little over 10% higher in the lesbian group, and 100% among other sexual orientations. And then lastly, we looked at just the question, how would you rate your overall health? And we looked at the percentage who would rate their overall health as very good or excellent. And so again, we see the same trends, that those who are more out are experiencing very good or excellent health, which all of this was very promising to see. So this is just a graphical display. You can see for each group kind of that the green columns are completely out to their physical health provider versus the bluer columns who are less so. Okay, so for the modeling, I wanted, since you know this was a community sample and I didn't know what to expect, I did the modeling in the three different ways. So first, I just looked at a linear regression model for the PCS score to see who was experiencing good or better health. So 7 is my reference category. That would be completely out. And you can see, so those who are less than completely out scoring considerably lower on a 100-point scale. And this is a multivariate model adjusting, and you'll see all the models I present. We're adjusting for age, BMI, race, smoking status, alcohol, insurance, a college degree or higher, relationship status, and the sexual orientation group. So our logistic model shows the same thing. So this is the odds of having good or better health based on if you're out or not. So you can see that those who are not out, you know, are 2 to 3 times more likely to not have excellent or better health. Okay, and so this is our final logistic model. I just went ahead and showed the coefficients for everything we were controlling for. We got this huge odds ratio of, so this would say that sexual minority women who are out and openly discuss their sexual orientation with their healthcare provider were 11 times more likely to have good or better health. So this was great to see. You might notice our odds ratio confidence interval is pretty big, and we think this is probably due to sample size and due to me adjusting for everything else that I thought could possibly be contributing to good or better health. So in the end, the take-home message was that in the sample I found that women who are out, sexual minority women who are out to their healthcare provider experience good or better health, even after adjusting for demographic and other risk factors. And that's it. Thank you, guys. Thank you.